why do we throw away all of our coffee waste?
Well, the coffee, that when we go to the coffee shops, we take the drink, but the coffee waste that comes out from the machines are actually thrown away. And I think as drinkers, we don't really think about the waste that's produced. And so we don't think about the waste that we throw away. So I think for what I'm doing, we're trying to look at a future where we don't have so much waste, because all that coffee grounds that's going to landfill is such a waste because it has so much potential. And I think that's why this project has been really interesting, because a lot of people, I think in their hearts of hearts, they want to do the best for the community. They want to do the best for the environment. And they want to look at alternatives to what they can do with the waste.
For sure. I was even looking at the barista today that was making my morning coffee. When they finish making your coffee, they tap out all the ground into the
That's right.
A bin. And I was just, it didn't even occur to me what would happen to that. So in an effort to recycle, there are some cafes that have taken the initiative to offer their customers free spent coffee grounds. Is this a step towards the right direction?
I think so, yes.
How can customers adequately compost their coffee?
Well, the coffee grounds themselves, I mean, coffee itself has a lot of really beneficial components. And the two main things that what we use it for is caffeine, which is what gives us our high, and chlorogenic acid. Now, chlorogenic acid, with that name, there's that word acid, which means it reduces the pH to such a level that it's very low. Now, the pH of coffee itself can range from 5.0 to about 6.5, which means it's very acidic on that scale. And in our soil, we really want that pH to be around about 7, which is neutral. So when we add the coffee grounds as they are when they come out from the coffee shops, it reduces the acidity to very low levels. And what that does is it impacts on the plants, because the roots can't really access the different components, for instance, nitrogen, which is what the coffee grounds have, because the bioavailability is low. So even though the nitrogen's there, the plants can't actually absorb it. They can't get to it. As well as that, the acidity can affect the soil microbes in terms of bacteria and fungi. So because they're in the soil, the acidity actually kills them. And we've got studies that show that high acidity at low pH, it kills the organisms, so they can't actually work on breaking down that coffee ground.
Oh, wow. So it just sits there and doesn't really break down or anything like that.
Yeah. So, and even when we have a lot of coffee ground, because it's so acidic, it takes time for it to break down. And that's where, if you want to actually use it to compost the coffee ground so that it can actually mellow out and reduce the acidity, so it's at a level where plants and microorganisms can use.
So what kind of new businesses are emerging, do you believe, or will emerge, I should say, in an effort to curb unnecessary and harmful coffee waste?
Well, they are happening. So incentives like the coffee shops that give away the coffee grounds, it's so you can take that waste away, so it reduces us contributing to landfill. On a bigger scale, we've got biofuels being produced from the coffee grounds, so they produce oils out of it. And in London, they use it to power their buses, which is a great way of us to reduce not only our fuel sources that we're using in terms of petroleum, but it's reducing that waste that we're producing from the coffee shops. We also have applications in pharmaceuticals. We're actually using it to actually reduce cancers and a lot of the different functions that it has. And a lot of countries are actually using it to grow their mushrooms, for instance.
Oh, wow. Talk about recycling.
Oh, it's got so much potential, and we're just starting to realise that now. And I think for most people that when I talk to them, they're very keen and interested in helping. So we want to actually encourage people to actually get the coffee grounds and make it work for you.
Well, I guess how can we promote greener and more sustainable urban communities?
Just by doing what we're doing, looking at the waste and seeing what we can actually do with it rather than just turning blind eye to it. And I think science plays a huge part in terms of experiments that we do so we can help the general public to make life better for us.
Do you think that...
Look after our planet.
Oh, of course. That's always... That should be the number one priority. But do you think that besides, I guess, recycling the byproducts of the coffee ground, do you think we should reconsider the mass production of coffee in the first place?
Well, we should, but let's be honest. We all love our coffee.
Very true.
I don't think it's something we can get rid of in our lives. So if we reduce the mass production of coffee, and I think that's where the incentive is that we're looking at more fair trade coffee producing, because a lot of the farmers that produce the coffee, they get only something like 4 cents a kilo.
Oh, wow.
And our coffee, it's like, you know, $4 to $7, and that only uses a couple of grams. So it is a very unfair scale, but realistically, we can't reduce our consumption of coffee because we love it. We rely on it for that caffeine hit. I mean, do you have it in the morning?
Oh, yeah, every morning.
Could you imagine not having it in the morning?
I have had it with. I have had a morning without coffee, and it's just terrible. So I can. I don't want to believe a future without coffee.
We don't want to make life harder for everyone.
Yeah.
But we can start looking at the products that we use from the coffee that we drink and, well, feeling less guilty, I guess.
Do you think that there will be a day, though, that comes from external factors such as maybe climate change or other environmental factors where we'll eventually have to give up the favourite drink we have of coffee?
Well, this is where science is amazing, because I go to the farmers themselves and I talk to them what are the real challenges in terms of climate change. And we have noticed a shift in the environment, especially with rain availability and good sort of water availability. It is impacting on the flowering, the fruiting. So that's why we've got two main types of coffee. Coffee Arabica, which is probably the one that you get from your barista. It's got a more vibrant caffeine hit to it, but that requires more stringent conditions to grow. So with climate change, we're starting to move more towards coffee Robusta, which is it has less of a fragrance to it, but it has a more robust climate that it can grow in and flower and fruit. So we're seeing a lot more production for coffee Robusta, which means the supply is changing. And we're seeing the farmers also experiment in terms of looking at which varieties can cope with the changes in the climate. And so we're getting scientists involved with that so that we can actually optimize the different varieties for the climate that we have.
Yeah, right. It sounds like the production, both the production and the waste of coffee is going to change in the very near future, and hopefully it does for the better.
We're seeing it now. So it's a really exciting time, because I think it also highlights in terms of us as a human race being more aware of our environment and caring more about it, because we've only got one planet.
Exactly right.
And we need to start thinking about how to manage ourselves better so we can actually have a really healthy and sustainable future, especially for our kids.
That should be the number one priority. And thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome, James.